by ConCon really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply each themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, no, no. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, militarization of police, and capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate of workers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, natural rights. Take all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights amended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If Article 5 Constitutional Convention, what will it do for Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. At BenSwan.com, humanity is greater than politics.
New and ever-increasing health threats on the rise. There has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that has been shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from the virus, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging a wonder of modern science. Supernatural is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20%. Give yourself and your loved ones a chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important air you breathe? Our air fire is activated oxygen, called Aaron. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and other harmful substances. Completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and ionizes chemicals and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odor. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable aerifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the air access of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clean again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Perry of Gun America to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful feeding restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to fully defend the rights of gun owners in the States. Participate in us to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying effort used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to today. And joining us on the line is Ben Juan, who has just recently joined us as a host here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ben, thank you for spending some time with us today. How was your week here at RBN?
A lot of fun. Today was our very first broadcast, and so we've kind of launched it here, and I thought it was a lot of fun today to talk about some of these issues and had some really interesting stuff to talk about, specifically coming out of the state of Ohio, where the Libertarian Party has been kicked off the ballot by the Republican Party here, to the Republican Secretary of State. And so we had a long conversation today with the gubernatorial candidate who had been removed from the ballot, and a little bit about the federal lawsuit that's now moving forward to get him back on the ballot. A lot of fun.
Well, I mean, on what justification did the GOP have for simply saying, well, you can't play in our little game here?
So the way it works is the Libertarian Party had gathered signatures, and they hired a professional company to gather signatures for. Under a law, first of all, the signatures were gathered. They only needed about 500. About 1,500 were gathered. They were turned in. County clerks certified them. The Secretary of State's office certified them. And then an anonymous challenge from a quote-unquote libertarian came in, saying that they were challenged the petitions that had been gathered on the basis of really two grounds of opposition. Number one, the first round of opposition was that the collector of the signatures must be either a libertarian or an independent. They said we're not. That would be false. The second one was that the company that gathered the signatures, one independent contractor among the several independent contractor professionals doing this, one independent contractor did not disclose to the people from whom he was collecting the petitions and their signatures, did not tell them the name of employer, in this case, the Libertarian Party. And so these people didn't know that that was the employer, and he hadn't signed this off on the back of the petition. There was a hearing about this on Friday, and it turned out that was true. He did not disclose. But the independent contractor testified today. He said, look, I've been doing this for 20 years in the state of Ohio. I personally did more than 10,000 signatures, and never once in that time have I ever disclosed the employer, independent contractor. I am my employer. And I've never done it, never had a petition rejected. This is the first time it's ever, but nevertheless, that's them. So now a federal lawsuit's been filed, and what the Libertarian Party is asking for is a judge to basically hear this, because it's not just, Michael, it's not just Case. There were two other attempts earlier this year and late last year, including a Senate bill called Senate Bill 193, which essentially was renamed by the Libertarian Party as the John Kasich Protection Act, John Kasich, the governor of Ohio. That bill essentially stripped all minor parties from having ballot access. And it's a federal judge who's also a Bush appointee who stepped in and said, when this case went up, said, no. And he issued an injunction saying, you guys, Ohio, you Republicans, are disenfranchised voters, and you're going to stop competition on the ballot. This is ludicrous. Twice he's filed injunctions. So they're hoping to get him again so that he can see the pattern of behavior here, where they're basically grasping at straws to keep the Libertarian candidate off the ballot.
Well, I think one obvious aspect of the very obfuscated laws regarding our election process is to open up little windows for the political machines to come in and, as you say, get rid of the competition, game the system for themselves. I remember the both primaries during the 2012 campaign season, just some egregious abuses of the system, the GOP trying to keep Ron Paul out for the second time, the Democratic National Leader ignoring their own elected delegates to put Israel back on the platform. And I think when we start looking at how things could be done better, I do think there needs to be a national standard for all elections. We need to get rid of these electronic machines that are wide open to fraud. We need to go back to paper ballots, full transparency, and anybody who doesn't want to abide by the rules gets kicked out of the campaign at that point. But the way the system is set up, it's designed to disfranchise voters, steal votes outright. You've probably by now had HBO documentary Hacking Democracy. It makes a complete mockery of any claim by argument that we are the chains of democracy.
Well, that's absolutely true. Look, the reality of what is happening in Ohio is this. People have this idea. And by the way, we just did a piece last week. If folks haven't seen it, I encourage you to BenSwan.com and watch our Truth in Media episode, End Partisanship. It's on the homepage. We talk about some of these issues in that piece. But in the state of Ohio, 50%, that's a 5-0, 50% of registered voters are not affiliated with Republican or Democratic parties. Yet ballot access is being limited to only two? I mean, that's insanity. Those two parties are only half of the population now of voters, registered voters in the state. And yet they want to have a monopoly on the ballot because it's the only way left for them to retain this ridiculous facade of power and control. When the people have already walked away from them, it's now just a matter of time before they are completely upended in terms of these power structures.
Well, you know, when the United States was started, it wasn't a two-party system. It was anybody who wanted to start a party could do that. And I've often joked that the reason we moved to a two-party system was to limit the amount of money corporations and private interests would have to buy all sides in an election and subvert the will of the people. But we know that the system is biased toward these two parties. Anybody who's running, and I think this is true in all 50 states, if you are the Democratic or Republican presidential candidate, you are automatically in the ballot in all states. If you are running a third-party candidacy, you have to map petition drives in all 50 states to get on the ballot. That uses up your volunteers' time. It uses up your scarce financial resources. It's another way of protecting the entrenched two existing parties. And you're absolutely right. More and more Americans don't identify themselves as being Republican or Democrat. I've been studying Republicans and Democrats for 20 years now, and frankly, anarchy is looking very attractive right now.
Well, you know, anarchy is an interesting philosophy, and for folks who are on the side of that, who get this, you know, mental picture of someone throwing a Molotov cocktail, that's not anarchy at all. So, but I think it's an interesting time, really, in American history that we're living right now, because, as I said, those power structures are really, I think, coming unraveled. The reality is that as more voters move away from those parties, they're all coffers. Look, as you said, ballots in all 50 states goes to those Republican and Democratic parties. Well, the Libertarian Party actually has ballot access in all 50 states as well. What's happening really across the country is a push to say, let's get them off the ballot. It's happening in multiple states at the same time. This episode, we've got to remove them because look, in 2010, when John Casey became governor of Ohio, he pulled 49% of the vote. Then Governor Ted Strickland, the Democrat, pulled 47%. The Libertarian pulled 2%. The difference between that and 2014 is that in 2014, the Libertarian Party has exploded in size since then and influence. There is this vast wing of the Republican Party now that is a libertarian wing in the Republican Party. The Tea Party is much stronger than it was at the beginning of 2010. And so what Kasich is looking at is a minimum of 5% of the vote probably going to this libertarian candidate, could go as high as 10 or 12%. You listen to what this guy says. I mean, he is the Tea Party candidate. And Kasich is a guy who's embraced Common Core. He's had Medicaid expansion across the state. He has a Just Ohio board that is a private board that you're not allowed to audit and is not accountable to government, and yet it uses a mixture of public and private. I mean, basically, he's a big government guy in a red state who not popular among conservative voters, and I think they see the writings on the wall. If this guy's on the ballot, Kasich probably won't survive the general election.
Well, you know, again, getting back to that mischaracterization of anarchy, people have been taught to, an anarchist is throwing bombs and stuff. No, anarchy simply means living without a government, and a lot of people are saying that's very attractive. I tried to start an anarchist party, but I couldn't get anybody to show up for inventions. We are coming up on a commercial break here, and I understand that you can stay with us for one more segment. When we come back, I want you to tell us, what do you think are the important issues right now, out of Ohio? I think Ukraine's probably going to be one of them. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Sutral Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or onyx silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a one of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones fighting it with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you a message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. Bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2-3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellnd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residue, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China. Shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Ben Swan for the next segment of the program here. And Ben, what are the other things that are going on in the world that you really think are important with your listeners and readers?
You know, the interesting things happening, of course, this kind of media obsession right now with Ukraine. And I feel like the media kind of stayed away from the story in many ways until they saw Putin get involved. And then it took a kind of this new shift. But I'm fascinated by what's happening with Crimea and particular region of Ukraine that is going to be, it's less than a week, I guess a week from today, in fact. Is going to be, you know, whether or not they're going to secede from Ukraine and join the Russian Federation. I mean, that is a fascinating story in modern time, is it not?
Well, it certainly is, and of course, you've got, you know, arguments on both sides, allowable under international law or not, but we know that throughout history, populations that get tired of a government that is abusive will kick that government out. We did it in the United States back in the 1770s. We know those borders are not set in stone. They're changing constantly all the time. What this is about is Ukraine was all set to join the European Union. Russia came in with a more attractive deal. The Ukrainian government said, we've changed our mind. We're going to go with the better deal. And it was at that point that we saw this attempt to force the elected government of Ukraine from power, seize power by force. They've already signed up with IMF. They're promising austerity and privatization of public resources, and the Ukrainian people are very upset with what's going on. Remember, the former government of Ukraine had promised early elections to let the Ukrainian people decide, but the coup plotters didn't want to take that risk. And I don't think they want to take the risk of allowing the situation to get to the referendum in Crimea, because, again, with a one election, with a one referendum, a moral legitimacy of going in there and threatening Putin and threatening Crimea just evaporates.
Well, it's interesting. You use the term international law, and that's what everyone keeps referencing here. What's fascinating to me about that is international law really comes down to the question now of self-governance. Do the people of Crimea have the right to self-governance? Do they have the right to say, we are not going to be dragged into the EU, or we're not going to side with, as you said, the IMF, and we're not going to take on that fiat currency and the debt that's going to be associated with that? And do they have the right to choose for themselves whether or not they're going to move back into the Russian Federation. Now, if you go back historically, as you mentioned, there's all this precedent. So no matter which side we're talking about, I mean, go back to Kosovo and Serbia, the West, meaning the United States and Europe, very much in favor of Kosovo breaking away in 1999. We were all, no cry of international law being violated there, except for by who? The Russians. The Russians didn't like the idea of Kosovo breaking away. They thought that this was a violation of international law. Now you're just going to flip the script and you switch the players, and now it's the EU and the United States saying, no, Crimea can't do this. And while on the other hand, Putin's saying they can. So it's just interesting to me to watch really the hypocrisy here, right? On both sides, because both sides are ultimately going to say, in some cases, you have the right to self-governance, and in other cases, you don't. And it comes back to whether or not they're benefiting from the decision that these people make. And for me, it really does come down to self-governance. I don't have to like what the people of Crimea do, regardless of which direction they want to go in. But do they have a right, as individuals and as a population, to be able to choose for themselves? I think that's a really important story that's being missed in here.
Well, you know, earlier this month, of course, was Alamo Day, the anniversary fall of the Alamo. And if you really think about it, Texas was in exactly the same situation. They wanted to break off from government of Mexico because of high taxes and oppressive behavior, and then be annexed to the United States of America. And we are told that those guys are all heroes. Davy Crockett, Sam Houston, Jim Bowie. And now, of course, Crimea is in exactly the same situation. They want to break away from an illegal, unelected government in Ukraine and side with Russia, but they're the bad guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for the states as a nation, you know, President Obama talked about this. We can't have these, as he called them, these ninth century tactics of drawing borders indiscriminately. You just can't do that anymore. Well, that's kind of an interesting claim coming from a nation that at one point, as you mentioned in its founding, did exactly that, said we're no longer going to serve under this British monarchy and we're going to break away from it and we're going to secede from it. And Britain said, no. You're not going anywhere. And as a result, a violent revolution took. Same thing as you said with this independence. So our heritage is deeply rooted in the idea of self-governance and the right to self-governance, and not to be oppressed by some government on the other side of the ocean. What's interesting about Ukraine is it's no longer governments that are attempting to control populations. It's banking and it's financial institutions that are the ones who ultimately are doing this. It's just an interesting thing to look at the world, and it used to be, some kind of emperor who was attempting to conquer the world, some warlord or general, and now it's the financial sector.
Well, I think the bankers have been behind a lot of these wars. In fact, I have an article I wrote at my website, All War Bankers Wars, and there's an associate video. I think the bankers were all behind this rush to war. It's just that up until recently, the general population didn't see their hand. We were told the war was about bringing democracy to the people or saving them from an evil dictator or, oh, my goodness, they will come kill us if we don't kill them. But if you start at all the wars, eventually you find a banker agenda driving the whole thing. And I think it really has been a case. This has been going on all along. The difference is the people of the world are now realizing this is what's driving rush to wars.
Yeah, it's very possible. And I think certainly in modern history, that's the case. And as you said, we get these kind of archetypes that are built up in our society that frame war in a certain point of view. So, for instance, you know, it's an us against them religious war. It's, we see with even what happened in Libya. I mean, that was clearly a bankers and financial war to overthrow Gaddafi. And yet it came back as this idea that, no, in fact, it was about, as you said, protecting people, protecting populations. And it's always about saving the children, right? We have to protect the children.
Yeah, absolutely. Whatever lie is going to work, people. But the lies aren't working anymore because the current corporate media polls are showing that 80% of Americans do not support any kind of U.S. intervention in the Ukraine. And that obviously leads a lot of people who don't know what the real hidden agenda was all along. Anything else that's on your radar for the rest of this year?
Yeah, I just want to mention, too, this, I don't know if you've seen or not, we have a pretty interesting article up on BenSwan.com today in regards to talk of bailouts already for insurance companies on the Affordable Care Act, right? So they're creating this fund that'll have $5.5 billion in money in it, essentially for insurance companies that, you know, they're not in the profit they thought they were going to. They've got some shortfalls because young people are not signing up for the Affordable Care Act that we We knew they weren't going to, right? Everyone kept saying young people aren't going to do it. They're going to take the fine. They're not signing up for insurance. You have this rush of elderly and sick people who are, you know, moving into it. And the insurance companies are saying, we need help. And so the response, of course, is, well, we've got to, you know, take care of them, because if we're going to build a system that's good for everyone, then we're going to have to be able to, you know, take care of people by creating a fund and making sure that these come taken care of. It's absolutely ludicrous, but I think on many levels, not even surprising for a lot of us who said this is unsustainable.
Well, Obamacare is a disaster, and I'm very concerned because looking at this and how our government is absolutely unwilling to admit error and back off, if they have that same attitude toward in the Ukraine, then we could be in trouble. This is the end of the segment. I understand you have to go off and do something else with your very busy schedule. And again, welcome to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm delighted to have you here on the network with us. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendivite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendivite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republiccasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech service state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and more. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Party, guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herb Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our upselling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds possible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Christ and Pharaoh. Hear the afterbreak low. I am the mainstream media flag. Listen to the mic when we open your eyes. Tune in to Christ and Pharaoh.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Fox News is now running a segment. Senate Democrats about to stage all-nighter on climate change. They are going to hit you with a carbon tax. And it will be intense because it will be applied to anything that in any way tracks back to fossil fuels. To save the earth from you icky poo human beings. Don't worry about the radioactivity pouring out of Fukushima. Don't worry about toxic oil in Correct Gulf of Mexico. Don't worry about ocean coming out of Hanford, Washington, or Carlsbad, New Mexico. But by golly, you should be worried about carbon dioxide, and it's all your fault. And you will atone by paying a carbon tax. It's basically the scam there here. Let's see. Over at Chicago's Columbia College, there's a bit a kerfuffle. Because there's a class run by Professor Chahadeh talking about the situation in the Middle East and showed the documentary Five Broken Cameras. This was a documentary. It was nominated for an Academy Award that depicts life under the current Israeli military occupation. Unnamed anonymous student in the class complained about anti-Israel bias. And as a result, the chair of the Department of Humanities, History, and Social Sciences has now canceled the class. Because you're not allowed to show anything that portrays Israel in a negative light in a college or university. Harumph, harumph, harumph. I did a link earlier at my site over to govtrack.us, which is a generic congressional information website. You can conduct all kinds of interesting searches. And apparently, at this time, when senators and representatives who are telling you that they're working on fixing the problems with the United States, please vote for us again in November, they're in fact working Israel because in 2013 to the present day, Congress has passed 63 bills regarding Israel, all of them basically taking something away from you and giving it to Israel, culminating most recently with this Israel strategic leadership bill that guarantees Israel our most advanced weapon systems, expanded military aid, expanded integration between Israel and the U.S. military, which basically in effect gives Israeli military commanders direct control of U.S. military assets, including all of those sitting in Israel in those so-called U.S. Pre-positioned storage facilities. The United States has built a lot of storage facilities in Israel. The weapons in them are ostensibly still the property of and under the control of the United States under these various bills. In the event of an emergency, Israel can just go in and help themselves. It's another way of arming Israel at your expense and not letting you know what's going on. Speaking of what's going on and we don't know, we have been talking about the federal government buying this hollow point human killing ammunition, sniper ammunition, all of these military style rifles. If you've got it in your hand, it's a terror weapon or an assault weapon. When the government has it, it's a personal defense firearm. Now, apparently, the TSA has put out another order for a huge amount of dynamite. Why does the TSA need dynamite? What is in their job description that involves large explosions, I wonder? Ugh, my goodness here. Interesting little story out of Mexico. There was a drug shootout yesterday in the Western Michoacan state, where one of the people killed was Nazario Moreno, also known as El Chayo, a major drug lord, but he'd been reported killed 3 years ago. So don't say they're dead until you see the body. Here's a fun story that I think is really good. There was a woman driving home one night, and she saw a homeless man sleeping on a bench outside the church. So, being offended by the idea of a homeless person sleeping on a bench, she called the police. And police showed up and slowly approached the reclining figure and discovered it turned out to be a statue called Homeless Jesus. And it's basically the statue is Jesus sleeping on a bench. And the church was surprised that anybody would call the police, but he actually did. Oh, there's a homeless person sleeping on a bench. Go get them here. Now, out of the science category, you all know about the big earthquake that took place off Northern California. Apparently, right on shore is another nuclear waste disposal site that got rattled. So those of you in Northern California, near Eureka with Geiger counters, you might want to wave them around the air today, just in case here. There's been a fire, large meteor that came down over Yellowknife up in Alaska. Been compared to one that came down over Montreal last November, and a photographer caught it. It was apparently so bright it turned the night sky blue. Boy, have you noticed there seems to be a lot of rocks falling out of the skies these days? And it may just be there's more people out there with catching these things. But there's another aspect. We know that the system doesn't follow a smooth orbit around the Milky Way galaxy. It's actually bobbing up and down as it orbits center of the galaxy. And when it passes through the densest part of the Milky Way, it disturbs the Oort cloud, the shell of debris that's way, way out beyond the orbit of Pluto. And that disturbed debris, some of it flies off into interstellar space, and some of it falls into the center of the solar system. And it's estimated it takes about roughly a million years for that debris to reach the inner solar system. And it's been about a million years since we last traveled through that center. So might want to keep an eye out. There could be a lot more rocks coming down, like that huge one that hit Russia last year. And nobody saw it coming. All this money that's poured into this, tracking the Earth crossing orbits and anything that might be a threat. And we had another one way closer than the moon about a week ago. And they absolutely did not see this one that hit Russia. No warning at all. Now, if you have a blog or you like to use online pictures, Getty Images has seen the light. They are now giving away for free the pictures in their Getty Images library. You have to include credit, which is just right, and it's the thing to do. But you can search and click on an image and acquire its embed code and use it for free. Getty apparently figured if you can't beat them, use them. We're already seeing a lot of corporate media that tried to put up paywalls start to take those down because people just stopped going there because they can find what they need at free places here. Now, over in Germany, there is a new South Park game titled The Stick of Truth, which unfortunately had swastikas in it, which are banned in Germany. And apparently when they exported this game to Germany, somebody grabbed the wrong master disc because the version that's being sold in Germany, oh, goodness, it still has the swastikas on it. Probably not going to be able to keep those things on the shelf. This is from Ubisoft, and probably people are going to grab it as a collectible here. As I mentioned, a strong 6.9 quake rattled the California coast. No tsunami here or from the quake off the coast to go earn the day. Seismologists are saying there is a better than 90% probability of a significant aftershock within next week. Now, speaking of nuclear waste disposal sites and earthquakes, the news coming out of Fukushima continues to be very dire, with more and more of the experts saying there really isn't anything they can do. This one got away from them. It's a for real China syndrome. At least two, possibly three of the reactor's cores did melt through the bottom of the caiman, did melt through the bottom of the drywall, is down in the ground, contaminating the groundwater. And we're getting word that because of shortcomings in the filtration system, there may be yet another dump of highly radioactive water stored above ground into the Pacific Ocean. So they really can't fix this one at all. Now, I mentioned earlier regarding this dam on the Columbia River, the Wanumpum Dam, in central Washington, and a large crack showed up that extends all the way across the spillway, 65 feet. And there is a concern that the spillway could collapse, could tear loose from the dam, and obviously potentially compromise the dam itself. Now, over the last part of last week, they opened up the spillway. They allowed the water level behind the dam to reduce, and they're saying that the crack has mainly healed itself. No, it's just with less stress, the crack closed back together, but the crack is very much there. The reason this is a CERN, I will explain when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Down and dirty guide, doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. AsiaRunHellGuy.com.
Woo! Nice. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHard.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHard.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first 2 ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-37-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificate, more. But there's more joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong, constituent members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, wondering if this is true, we'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about it. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. Dean Block, D.O., and his re-staff have spent years developing all-natural formulas that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy 2 bottles and receive a 3rd bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Well, they're stealing on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Talking about major crack, 65 foot long, off the spillway of the Wanapum Dam, Washington. Now, we know that because of a failure to maintain infrastructure, many dams in the United States are of questionable safety at this point. Engineers, damming engineers have been warning about this for quite some time. Now, if that spillway should collapse, it can be properly repaired. And if it compromises the Wanapum Dam, there will be a resulting flood. All the water behind it will pour on down the Columbia River, causing a major flood. Now, a little further down the Columbia River, there is another dam near Desert Air. This one probably will not be able to contain the flood first dam upstream. Even if the dam at Desert Air doesn't collapse, it will likely be overtopped. So going on down a little bit further on the Columbia River, what's the next thing we come to? The Hank Nuclear Waste Site. So just imagine all that water pouring down from one, possibly two collapsed dams, getting into all those weakened and now admitted poorly constructed storage tanks holding all that highly radioactive material, and what that will do to all the downstream lands fed by the Columbia River all the way down to Portland, Oregon. The long history of shortchanging maintenance on infrastructure to fund wars, prop up Wall Street, fund Israel, neglect of the infrastructure may come back to haunt the U.S. government the way they clearly did not imagine and plan for. Okay. Now, we're getting a report from Russia Today that one of the candidates to be Ukrainian president from their next election apparently has abducted a pro-Russian member of their parliament and threatened him. I can't even use the language he's using on the radio, but I'm going to be posting this to reallyhappened.com so you can come on in and check it out for yourself. But very clearly, this is not this new coup d'etat government. This government that seized power by in Kiev is not really looking out for the interests of the nation and the people. They're just there for themselves, and they are demonstrably willing to use violence to get what they want, as demonstrated by the fact that the indications are, the evidence seems to be, the snipers that were in Kiev killing people, violence that was blamed on former President Yanukovych, he still says he's the current president, were working for the coup d'etat. And it's just really, really ugly over there when they're out there, this kind of thuggish behavior to maintain their power. All righty, now, McAfee Security, not to be confused with John McAfee himself, is now warning that cybercrime as a service is starting to come to the forefront. Basically talking about what's called the dark web. Now, if you don't know what the dark web is, when you get a regular browser and you go out to Google or Facebook or whatreallyhappened.com or republicbroadcasting.org, that's the surface of global internet. But there is another world below that called the dark web. It can only be accessed using a Tor-capable browser, and it's where Silk Road used to hang out. There is, in fact, a lot of criminal activity going on down there, and the hackers are down there just trading information. This is where you will find these stolen identities being sold for a price. There's Bitcoin laundering services down there, and it's a whole other world. And apparently the latest trend is the creators of malware are simply putting their systems up there on the dark web and offering them for sale. So if that smelly kid next door wants to break into the bank, he no longer has to figure out how to do it for himself. He can go out to the dark web and buy the tools necessary to break into the bank's computers, break into healthcare.gov, which has got Zip for Secure, break into Target or Macy's or anybody else, or even Bitcoin exchanges. There's a whole epidemic of hits on coin exchanges. More and more of them are now starting to pull back from currency conversions because of all the hang that's going on. There are some hackers, and I get a very stern email saying that you need to differentiate between the white hat hackers. I like to call them security consultants, unofficial private security consultants, as opposed to the black hat criminals. Some of the white hackers are saying that the Mt. Gox Bitcoin exchange, which declared bankruptcy after supposedly losing $400 million worth of Bitcoin may have been a scam. And they're saying basically Mt. Gox's CEO may still have that $400 million and he's just going to retire. A lot of very crooked people out there. But, you know, again, societies inherit the manners and morality of their leaders at the top. And when you live in a country whose leaders are clearly acting outside the law, engaging in war and fraud, you can be forgiven for saying, hey, that's how you do it. I'm going to emulate the top bankers on Wall Street and the top politicians in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, Microsoft is issuing a new major update to Windows 8. This is the second major update in 18 months, and a big part of this update is they're going back to the desktop environment. This tile interface, it's still available, and you turn it on, but Microsoft is understanding the tile interface that was supposed to make your desktop look like your tablet, look like your smartphone, was a completely nonsensical idea, because what is appropriate for a smartphone really isn't going to serve the needs there on the desktop. So they're trying to recover from that disaster. As that caller mentioned, next month sees the end of official Microsoft support for Windows XP. They're trying to scare you into buying a new operating system, saying you're going to be wide open to the hackers and the cyber criminals. But the antivirus company are reassuring everybody on Windows XP, they will continue to update the virus signatures for your purchased antivirus software. Also, if you're a company, Microsoft does have a deal where you can pay them a monthly fee, and they will continue to update your Windows XP security as well. So XP doesn't look like it'd be going away. It's something between one quarter and one third of all PCs are still running XP. You think Microsoft would wake up and realize what the public wants, but unfortunately in America, business these days, the attitude seems to have gone away from the customers always right. You will buy what we tell you to buy and you will like it. Now, interesting article that we saw over at The Guardian in Great Britain, talking about the danger of having politicians legislating things they don't really understand. And one of the world's leading cyber warfare experts is saying there's a damaging lack of government literacy in computers, and apparently one U.S. representative, member of Congress, about to negotiate cybersecurity with China, had to be told what ISP means. That's so. No wonder these gun grabbers are writing bills for things like magazine capacity of 10 or more, which inadvertently bans hunting guns. They really don't know what they're talking about. Over in Great Britain, they just upgraded their systems in the House of Parliament, and apparently it's about as well as healthcare.gov. And so, of course, they're bringing in a contractor to fix the problems, and it's actually gotten worse. What is it that we cannot find governments able to manage a large-scale interactive deployment? I know it's possible to do with good top-down system design, but I think in Great Britain, as it was here in the United States of America, the contract went to somebody's buddy, somebody's college chum or college squeeze. It goes to these companies that make billions in government contracts to deliver stuff that really doesn't work. Now, Los Angeles has the worst traffic of major U.S. cities, top the list here, according to INRIX's 7th Annual Traffic Scorecard. Honolulu took second place. Okay, there's the music a little loud. We'll be back. Hang on. There we go. All right, that's it for our show. And there we go. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, skeptical, stay informed, make good choices. Please donate to RBN. I cannot tell you how important this is. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.